breaking down the ligament and basically get this stuff pulled down. Can you drop some two-row suture?
It's a cold and snowy early spring morning outside as Eric and Monica begins to neuter Bull, a shepherd collie mix, inside the Oglala Community Center. The young woman is among the contracted and volunteer veterinarians who perform some 1,500 similar operations annually as part of the Lakota Animal Health Care Project's spay and neuter clinics.
And so I just clamped that off.
Virginia Ravindahl founded the project in 2007 as a result of there being no veterinary services on the 2-million-acre Pine Ridge Reservation. The 501c3 nonprofit, says Ravindahl, is like no other organization on any tribal land in the country, or off tribal land for that matter.
What makes it unique is that it's a community-based effort to provide basic animal health care through the training and certification of tribal members who are trained and then certified to do distemper parvo vaccinations, mange, flea, tick, worm, all the basic animal health care.
For dogs who live on the reservation, life can be good. And Ravindahl adds, all those dogs one might see roaming around aren't necessarily strays.
The dogs here are usually free-roaming dogs. That does not mean they're strays. They all know exactly who their family is. They sleep at their house every night. They usually do not sleep inside the house. They sleep under the steps or outside, but they know exactly where they live, and they're happy. They have their own relatives here. They have their people relatives, their other dog relatives, and that's the best life that a dog can have, to be free-roaming.
Of course, there is a downside to res life for a dog as well.
We have a lot of freezing during the winter time, especially of the younger pups. We have a lot of disease. We have distemper and parvo, and that's why it's so important through the community-based basic animal health care program that the Lakota animal caregivers are doing these distemper parvo vaccinations. And we have seen a decrease in distemper and parvo in the communities where they're the most active.
Having volunteers who are community-based is an asset, notes Ravindahl.
Because people in their communities know them, they trust them. It's a source of pride when they go through the training and then they pass the examinations and they go around in their own communities and they provide this basic animal health care.
Community-based volunteers also know which dogs belong to a family and which are strays. There are three levels of certification developed by the Lakota Animal Health Care Project. At the basic level, or backpacker, volunteers are trained to identify what's wrong with a dog and estimate its weight for medicinal purposes. Once qualified, backpackers can administer medication for basic health care needs, such as fleas, ticks, worms, ringworm, and mange, although they usually travel on foot through their communities carrying their medical supplies in their backpacks. Connie Tenfingers goes wherever she's needed on the reservation, and there's a simple reason why.
For the love of the dogs, you see a lot of the dogs going around here and there. You know, somebody has to speak for them.
Connie Tenfingers is able to do that through the Lakota Animal Health Care Project. Tekla Two Bears takes care of dogs in the Batesland and Allen communities. She's trained in everything at the backpacker level and is also qualified to administer distemper parvo vaccinations.
I love doing this. It's in my heart, and I love all sorts of creations of God that he provides for us, and not just the dogs, but the horses and the cats and the wild animals that are out there.
The highest qualification for volunteers is at the fully certified animal caregiver level, where they're permitted to administer sedation and deal with more complicated procedures, like removing porcupine quills. Ouch.
So this is the last part of the suture stuff that I'm doing is...
With an estimated population of dogs on the Pine Ridge Reservation that may be as high as 25,000, Virginia Ravindahl says the spay and neuter clinics are vital. The Lakota Animal Health Care Project also partners with shelters in Colorado, Wyoming, and Minnesota to provide good homes for those dogs that are strays or can't be cared for by their families. Long before the horse was part of the Lakota culture, the dog, or shunka, played a vital role in its community. It pulled travoy loaded down with family and camp supplies and assisted in hunting. Most importantly, it helped guard the women and children of the village, a job it maintained into modern times. Connie Tenfingers remembers her family's dogs protecting her and her sister from snakes when they were children. Now, says Tenfingers, it's time for the Lakota people to protect their dogs. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.